take the breath that's true. I look to you and I see nothing. I look to you to see the truth. You live your life, you go in shadows. You'll come apart and you'll go flat. Some kind of night into your darkness. Close your eyes with what's not here.
Jason Friday.
Hello.
Where did you come from? My dreams.
I was fading into you from your dreams.
That's a good one. It's Friday on a Friday, friend.
Oh, yeah.
88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour. I think you understand this now. That was Perfume Genius, which, by the way, we saw early because of my friend Frankie. Where did we see Perfume Genius in Hollywood? Do you remember the venue?
Yeah, it was the Roxy. It was September, too. I mean,
September 2014. What?
Yeah.
2014?
Oh, yeah.
11 years ago?
Yeah.
Gosh, we're so cool.
Yeah. Might have been October, but anyways, it was right around there.
Interesting. We send that out to Des. Des is a huge Perfume Genius
fan.
Oh,
yeah.
We saw Perfume Genius on Wednesday at the Palladium that Give an F benefit show. We're going to play some artists who played that show. We got some big – sorry if we talked for 20 minutes. We got some big news. It just went on sale this morning at 10 a.m. Simmel and Friends, a benefit show happening at No Vacancy. Guess who is one of Simmel's friends?
Ba-da-ba-da-da-da.
We are. Slater Friday is going to perform a few songs. We're dusting off the microphone, the guitar, and it's Simmel and Friends, and it's going to benefit Best Friends Animal Society, Los Angeles's wildlife relief efforts.
Right.
So tickets went on sale. It is Wednesday, February 19th. That show's coming up. You are also in the band Rival Tides. You got a big announcement. You're opening up for a big band.
Oh, yeah. Very, very excited. Amber Lynn. Actually, we're playing with another band, Spitalfield, that we played with at the Roxy last show that we played
with.
Yeah. And cool. Another great band, Copeland, that we also love.
So you're opening up for Anne Berlin at, is that at the Novo?
The Novo, that's right.
And when's that show?
March 14th. It's a Friday. So everyone,
that's going to be fun. Tickets. Let's all go. Yeah, tickets are on sale now.
Yeah.
All right. Let's keep this vibe going. Oh, I didn't even mention that Perfume Genius song is on a record that you can only buy for 24 hours today. It's a benefit record.
Right.
And it's called Music to Lift Los Angeles. I think there's like 90 some tracks on it. And literally, you have to go to Bandcamp and buy this record. Only available today. I think it's like $20 or something. There's a link on our website. If you go to our wildfire relief and resource blog on our website at thesocalsound.org, you'll see a link. So, and if you buy anything on Bandcamp, is taking 100% of those proceeds and donating it to Music Cares.
Beautiful.
Okay. Lucy Dacus performed this song at the Palladium. The new song is Ankles. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
What if we don't touch? What if we only talk about what we want and cannot have? And I'll throw a fit if it's all I can do, if it's the thought that counts. Let's think it through. So bite me on the show. Take me like you do.
role I play. Stuck in a video game, armed with a safety pin. Overly confident, my skin is airy thin. But my game is rigged to win. I keep my head up, I fill up your empty cup. All in the name of love, while you get the hang of a shade that suits me. It's not natural beauty, the line of duty collapses in. Watch for the falling tide. Make an exit on this slide. Armed with a memory, surely will stay with me. Fragments of misery feeding off my body. I keep my eyes shut. Sage advice to rebut. A blind squirrel finds a nut. Mapping out the shortcuts. 20 questions. Dexterous protesting. And what a blessing. Say you've been manifesting.
Waxahachie and Bored. I feel like Katie Crutchfield, who is Waxahachie, is going to think we're like following her. We saw her play, I feel like, recently, but then we also saw Katie Crutchfield. It was like a birthday show at Largo, and then we were at the Palladium on Wednesday, and she was on stage with Kevin Morby, who, by the way, that is her romantic partner.
Right.
I feel like I thought they didn't live in L.A. anymore, but they seem to be in L.A. all the time. Maybe they're working on stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they must be, because, right, like, when did we see them just... Wasn't that a month ago or something?
Yeah, it was in January.
Yeah.
Yeah, the beginning of
the
January.
Beginning of January.
Yeah.
Before everything.
Before all the wildfires and
yeah.
That. Okay, so you mentioned that Rival Tides is opening for Anne Berlin, and you wanted to add the best way to buy tickets. The band, it is of good favor if you buy tickets through the band.
Yes.
So go to rivaltides.com.
Mm-hmm.
Rival Tides opening up for Anne Berlin, and that's at the Novo. You said what, March 14th?
Yep.
And then, of course, later Friday, playing with Simmel and Friends, a benefit show at No Vacancy. That show is Wednesday.
February,
coming up.
February 19th.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to keep all these dates together.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sasami was in here on Wednesday and performed some songs at a SoCal Sound session. We also saw Sasami play with Rostam at at the Palladium. We go to too many shows, apparently,
yeah,
and we
maybe.
Talk about too many shows.
Right.
Anyway, this is a live performance from right here at the station, a full SoCal Sound session coming soon. It's Sasami and Slugger. It's Friday on a Friday, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I'm such a cancer, ouch, I had the answer, baby. I'm quite a mess now, it takes me all day to get dressed now. You think cause you're older that you're gonna be better at being colder. But life takes a different turn, at 30 years old I still can burn. Whoever said it's better to have loved and to lost than to not have loved at all should just shut up forever, cause life. Doing
though I probably should have seen it come. Now that we're in slow motion, whiplash like a car crash in the ocean. Back to those late night memories, nocturnal like Chopin melodies, making out to Steve Lacy, Gemini. I could kiss you till I die. I was just looking for a late night lover. Now you got me choked up, calling me slugger. Be the things that hurt the most. I wish that no one could see me. I wish that someone else could be me. Just when I thought I had it together, you made me realize it could be better. Sometimes I wish I could just shut up forever. Cause my whole life I've been doing fine, and now I'm crying like Dolly from 9 to 5. Asking myself why.
Hi, this is Sasami, and it's Friday on a Friday with Julie Slater and Jason Friday on the SoCal Sound.
I had a dream that you were mine. I've had that dream 1,000 times, 1,000 times, 1,000 times. I've had that dream 1,000 times. Echoes the shadows, it moves
take your amazing grace. I'd give all my money and I'd still take your pretty face.
MJ Lenderman come in town. So many shows next week. We're going to be very, very, very busy. Plus practicing for our performance as well.
No kidding.
MJ Lenderman is playing the Fonda next Thursday and Friday, the 13th and 14th. We also played Hamilton Lighthouser. Now, he is from The Walkman. He has a new solo record, but that's a song that he did with Rostam. See how we like brought it all together?
Ooh.
Sasami and Rostam.
Yeah.
That was the song A Thousand Times. Hamilton Lighthouser playing Largo next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Woo! Wow. All right. Three C's.
Yeah, three nights in a row.
Wow.
Okay, so this is Friday on a Friday, and we do this every week. So I do an 88.5 album dive. This week, I got a lot of emails about playing Beyonce. Am I asleep? Cowboy Carter. Like, words are not coming out. I think I work too much, everybody.
Yes.
I would like to tell my bosses who are listening right now, I work many, many hours, sometimes late at night. Yeah. And I'm tired. And I'm happy that it's the weekend. Okay, so a lot of people loved it, and it was really fun. Even one of our friends, Michelle Shires, was like, you know what? I wanted to check that record out, Cowboy Carter, and I just never did. And it was kind of neat to just turn the radio on, and you're doing it for me. So that was nice.
Yeah.
So there is a Big Thief, a previously unreleased tracks album that you can only buy on their website. And this is another Wildfire benefit. So you can't stream it anywhere. We have a track we're going to play. We're going to tease next week's album dive. So I'm going to play tracks all week.
Nice.
Next week. So that is coming up as we get back to the music.
Faster.
Southern California, the entertainment capital of the world. Communities rich in culture and heritage, art, ingenuity, integrity, passion. Join us and subscribe at thesocalsound.org. Public radio amplified.
The SoCal Sound is offering a pair of VIP passes to Innings Festival and Extra Innings Festival. Spring training celebrations with amazing music, appearances by professional baseball players, and more. In Tempe, Arizona, February 21st through the 22nd, and February 28th through March 1st. Headliners include The Killers, The Lumineers, Kings of Leon, Casey Musgraves, and loads more. When you step up to the plate with a $60 donation now through Valentine's Day, you'll be automatically entered to win. And in lieu of taking a thank you gift, you can choose to also support our nonprofit partners, aiding the people and pets affected by the LA area fires. More info at thesocalsound.org.
Support comes from Music in Common, presenting Black Legacy Project in concert with a screening of the Black Legacy Project docuseries and a community conversation. The Black Legacy Project is a musical celebration of Black history to advance racial solidarity, equity, and belonging. Their Black History Month tour will be in SoCal on February 7th at 7 p.m. at the Irvine United Congregational Church. The event is open to all with no purchase necessary. More info and ticket reservations are available at musicincommon.org/tickets.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Golden Voice, presenting Krongbin's A La Solitour with special guest John Carroll Kirby, stopping by the Santa Barbara Bowl for two nights, May 21st and 22nd. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com. Krongbin's A La Solitour at the Santa Barbara Bowl, May 21st and 22nd.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Live Nation, presenting Mumford & Sons, playing at the Hollywood Palladium on March 20th, in support of their forthcoming album, Rushmere. Tickets go on sale at agora.gentlemenoftheroad.com. Presale codes will be distributed on February 12th, presale begins on February 13th, and the general on sale is Friday, February 14th at 10 a.m. Mumford & Sons, the Hollywood Palladium, March 20th.
Hi, we're the Linda Lindas.
This month's artist in residence on the SoCal Sound.
This month, we're going to guest DJ each week, play songs that we love, and maybe even share a story or two.
Join us this Saturday at 6 p.m.
Only on 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Artist in residence, Saturday nights at 6, 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
When you want it to, but since we're all growing up together, I guess I'll grow up with you. We can take turns taking the rain.
Saw them at the Palladium, that Give an F benefit show They are our artist in residence, Jason Friday.
Wait, really? I didn't know that.
That means that they guest DJ. I set that up. I'm the music director here.
You are
sometimes
cool.
I get to do cool stuff.
Yeah.
So they're guest DJing every Saturday of the month. You can tune into show number 2 tomorrow night from 6 to 7 p.m. You can also listen to the archive. Hey, if you go to the gym, you want to listen to a whole hour of the Linda Lindas guest DJing, it's on our website and on our free mobile app, the SoCal Sound. How efficient.
I preach that app all day, every day. It runs so efficiently. Download, listen.
That's right. Okay, there's a bunch of things that we've been mentioning for a wildfire benefit. First of all, Bandcamp today for 24 hours only until midnight tonight. Anything you buy on Bandcamp, 100% of those proceeds are going to go to Music Cares. And then there's a couple of albums. One of them is this like 90-track compilation that is only available today, and I think it's just like $20, but you're not going to be able, I guess, buy it anywhere else is what I'm understanding. You get it on Bandcamp. It's called Good Music to Lift Los Angeles. A link for that's on our website at thesocalsound.org. But also Big Thief decided to put out some of their favorite previously unreleased songs on an album, and that is only available on their website, also listed on our website, and that is called Passional Relations. It's a 5-track EP. We're going to dig into that next week, our 88.5 album dive, but let's get into one of the songs.
Let's do it.
What do you say, Jay?
Hoo-lay-hoo.
This is called Imagination. We are so looking forward to new Big Thief. I think it's coming this year.
Oh, please, please.
So this is like a little teaser of new Big Thief, because previously unreleased, it's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
We've beat it to death, holding one last breath. Only one green leaf left. Do you know what you want? I think I know what I want. Do you remember restaurants? Party all night long, maybe all day too. People all around you, surround you. My dreams, you haunt. My room, you haunt. Making it. We'll be right back. think we beat it to death. Holding one last breath. Only one green leaf left.
Canned Heat. Do you remember that one, Jace?
Yeah.
Were you around when that came out in
1968? Yeah.
Going up the country. That is a rural hippie anthem. Actually, we saw it. The reason we played it, I always take notes when we hear certain songs, like, oh, we should play that on Friday on a Friday. We heard it in some commercial.
Right.
And it's really a great song.
Yeah, I think it was a car commercial because it shows
traveling
them driving. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Nice.
They're going up the country.
How's everybody doing? How are you guys hanging in there with all this wildfire stuff that's been happening? It has been a nice spirit to see all of these benefit shows. Fire Aid was pretty awesome. You can still stream that, by the way, this weekend. excuse me. Where's that cough button? It's a great show. If you want to, it's on demand on all these different platforms. You can find all that information on our website at thesocalsound.org. Brand new music from the Black Keys. So this just came out today.
Oh, wow.
It has nothing to do with Ohio Players, the album. It's just a single that they put out, and I really dig it. Let's get into it. It is called The Night Before. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
That look of excitement on your face. I know you haven't even heard this one yet.
No, I haven't.
Here we go, everybody. It's a first listen.
Woo!
For you and Mr. Jason Friday.
Fall out of bed, splash my face, try to keep my mind in the right place. I've been high, baby, I've been low. I'm seeing stars everywhere I go, everywhere I go.
It's Friday, I'm in Love.
With Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday on the SoCal Sound.
If I say to you tomorrow, take my hand, child, come with me. To a castle I will take you. When what's to be, they say will be. If you say to me tomorrow, oh, what fun it all would be, and what's to stop us, pretty baby? But what is it, what should never be?
Yeah.
It's called Gold Rush, and the new album is self-titled, and it comes out on May 2nd. Do you dig that one?
I do dig it.
Yeah, we saw Lucius open up, was it for the National at the Hollywood Bowl?
The Bowl, yep.
It's a great show.
So good.
We also threw on, I found this in our library, I didn't even know, Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes doing What Is and What Should Never Be. We saw Chris Robinson at that Becoming Led Zeppelin. It's an amazing documentary about Led Zeppelin and the early beginnings of the band.
So incredible.
So it makes sense that Chris Robinson was there because he actually knows Jimmy Page.
No big deal. Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
Speaking of friends, we did announce that Slater Friday is back. We perform out sometimes, play some songs, and Simmel and Friends is doing a special benefit show at No Vacancy, and that is coming up on the 19th, just in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And those tickets went on sale this morning. You can find the link on our website at thesocalsound.org. And you also announced a show with Rival Tides. You're playing with Anne Berlin at the Novo.
Yeah.
And that's March 14th. So we're getting back out there. We're getting our musical shoes back on. Does that sound cool, everybody?
Yeah.
We are so cool.
We are so cool.
So it is the weekend. I am excited that it is a pretty chill weekend ahead. I'm glad we still have some cool temperatures. I hope you're doing okay, dear listener. I hope you take some time for yourself.
Yeah.
I kind of keep forgetting. We didn't really have any big – we can't say the big super and the bowl together.
Okay.
That's some weird legal reasons. We have to say big game.
Oh.
So the big game's on Sunday.
Yes.
Which I don't even care. I haven't really thought about. But I thought we won't be rooting for any particular side.
Nope.
Or at least we're not going to say it on the air. I'm kind of just joking around. But a seal might give you a hint at which team we want to win.
That's right.
So good luck to the best team. It's Julie Slater signing off.
Jason Friday.
Signing off.
Signing off.
Until next time, my pretties. Go Seal.
Go Seal.
88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Into the future. Time flies down. Time is all slipping, slipping, slipping. Into